Devin Setoguchi
is out of the lineup tonight. Yeah. Coach's decision.
Zach Bogosian is not.
Not playing today. Player. No. He's just not. He's got to get first back on the ice and get through a full practice with that injury, so that we have some confidence that when he goes back in, he can last the night.
One thing that you've wanted to have from your team is a sense of desperation since you took over, that idea that you're going to play hard and fast and together all the time. Have you been getting that in spite of the fact you haven't had all the success you wanted?
So this is the answer to that is yes on the whole, right? And it's about consistency. I mean, how many more minutes over the course of the 60 minutes can we get our game to look the way it's supposed to? And clearly the opponents have a different plan, but a good example is our opponent tonight. And you know, you can talk about the individual skill and the speed, and they have all those elements that you like. But for me, what they are is just incredibly consistent in their approach, and that's where we're trying to get to. Overall, the focus is there. They're trying to get better. It's a matter of, you know, it's a matter of repetition. We want to do things on the ice that we can replicate, that we can understand. So, you know, every once in a while you'll get the six-pass goal and everybody will be excited about that. But if you can't replicate it, there's not a lot of value having that as your go-to play. So, yeah, there have been times it's tough to sell it right now with our record since the break. You know, we're underwater at that time. So, but yes, the answer is yes.
And have you gotten to the point where they understand the concept of what you're teaching and what you want from
them? No, I think, and you look at any of the teams that make those jumps, it takes a long time. It takes an awful long time to get all the zones down just without the puck, let alone what you're trying to do with it. So we're still working on that daily. I mean, there's video, and we'll just keep grinding on it.
Two close games with San Jose, you think they brought out the best in you in some ways?
Well, you know, I think any team over experience, when you go in and you know you're going to play a team that skates really well, you know you got to get ready for that game. And then that suits us because we have some speed on our team. And you know that if you're not ready to play against these guys, they can open you up pretty good. So this opponent with that speed, I think it focuses you to be ready at the start.
Blake Wheeler mentioned their speed and their size and used this as, like we've used terms before, a measuring stick and something to live up to. Is that the way you view the San Jose Sharks as well?
So what I would be measuring, I would agree, size and speed, and we've used those terms to describe our hockey club, where we're trying to get to in terms of measuring is that consistency. You know, they're going to stay pretty close to their game for 60 minutes. They have confidence in it. They've played it for years, and their best players are capable of playing that game, and that's what we're looking to get to. We're not going to come out here and skate faster than San Jose because we want to more than they do. It's going to be, you know, how hard and how long can we hang on to our game and do what we need. They're going to have some zone time, so then it's about our D-zone coverage and what we've worked on and limiting them. They're going to get their chances off that transition. Where do they get them from? Can we keep them to the outside? So all the elements of playing a fast, skilled team, we have to be ready for. It's the consistency and how long we're able to do it.
In the past, you talked about St. Louis and getting some of your guys to the point where they're playing a hard kind of blue-collar style game. Now, closer to the end of the season, are you going to be testing that, or have you seen improvements on that front at all?
Well, so every team has its own style. We're not exactly like St. Louis. We're not exactly like San Jose. There are players in our lineup that can play that game, and then there are players in the lineup that aren't going to be able to, but you don't need everybody to play the same game. Still defining, before we know who we are, we got to get to doing the same things over and over again so we look like one thing, and we're still on that track.
Hellebuyck moving up to play with Kane and Odell?
Correct.
What have you seen out of his game?
He's got a real good sense of the defensive part of the game. There's no quit in it. He'll get pucks deep. He'll get on the forecheck, and there's quite a bit of quickness in his game. And we're hoping on that line that can help the other two.